Assalamu alaikum. My name is Ambreen and I am the founder for Coaching for Muslimas, and I specialize in helping women who are struggling with anxiety, depression, or OCD, as well as just overall helping them and empowering them to live their best life. And today what I wanted to talk about is building connections.
Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Nur al-Din, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it.
Today, I'm here to talk to you about building connections. First of all, what is a connection? A connection is something that you'd have between either yourself with someone else, or even it could be with an animal. For example, I have a connection with my cat. You could also have a connection with your children, and other connections which are not as closely related could be a friendship or a boss at work. How to build a connection with someone? Usually when we first meet someone, it'll start off with small talk. For example, most common questions asked are, where are you from? What do you do for work? Or are you in school? This is what we would call an icebreaker, basically getting the person to feel comfortable with you. One tip to building connection with someone is to be a good listener. A lot of us nowadays have poor listening skills, and when the other party feels they're not being heard or acknowledged, that connection completely goes downhill. So it's very important to develop these listening skills, and by doing listening more and talking less, then the other party will feel more connected to you. Another tip is to learn how to be patient when building a connection with someone. With the advancement of technology, people are not as patient and quickly want to move on. Genuinely caring what the person is talking about. Some people won't be interested in what the person is saying. Either their mind is 1,000 miles away, or a big one nowadays is being on your cell phone. That is definitely a pet peeve of mine. It basically comes across as saying, I don't care what you're saying. I think most of you listeners would agree. Another thing I can't emphasize enough is eye contact. This is just as important to building a connection as listening is. If you can't look someone in the eye when having a conversation, then believe me, most likely the connection won't go further than that. Sadly, a lot of people have trouble building connections due to social anxiety, which is something they're not at fault. It is a real disorder in which people have difficulty talking to others for the fear of being judged. So if this is the case, then it would be advisable to seek professional help. Our eyes are our link to the depths of our soul. You can tell a lot by the way someone looks at you, whether they feel a connection to you or not. Being your true, authentic self. Nobody wants to build a real connection with someone who is dishonest or someone who's a fake. Many of the times, connections are built on false pretenses, which can cause a lot of heartache down the road, even marriage breakups, as well as friendships. Another big one, communication, communication. Notice how I emphasized on that one? Why? Because that is probably the number one reason marriages or relationships are failing today. People don't know how to communicate to one another. They don't want to listen. They don't let the partner talk. And lastly, ego is the biggest thing that gets in the way. It's all your fault or denial that there is even anything wrong. Therefore, we need to learn how to communicate better. There are tons of books on this subject, as well as workshops you could take to improve your communication skills. Here's another one that we all need to work on, and it's basically validating the other person's feelings. I would call it empathy. So we as human beings are so quick to disregard how the other person is feeling. Saying simple things like, I understand you're upset. How can we fix that? Or I'm sorry you feel that way. And lastly, a favorite one I hear from my dear brother, Noor. You feel me? And I think you say that because you want to make sure the other person has understood what was being said to them. We tend to dismiss people's feelings so easily. Perhaps if we tried to put ourselves in someone's shoes, it would help us to develop some empathy towards the other person. We need to nurture relationships on a continual basis. Otherwise, the deep connection you once had will fizzle out. Spending time with each other, doing something your partner likes, connecting on a regular basis. These are all the things to do to keep the romance alive if you're married, and for friendships, it's the same thing. Also, a connection cannot just be one-sided, where one person is making all the effort to keep the relationship going. Having a sense of humor too helps when building a connection. For example, you could be in a room of people you don't know and the awkward silence is getting to you. Someone cracks a joke and that helps break the tension that may be in the room. Lastly, building connections is important in all aspects of our lives, whether it's professional or personal. We are social creatures by nature. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Connections is what creates families, a sense of belonging. Connections do take time and effort, but it's ultimately worth it in the end.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.